Brittany Maynard's message was clear. In our interview for CBS This Morning, she said she intended to die with dignity.
So to the people who would say, well, you're choosing to end your life, that's suicide, you would say, no, it's what?
No, cancer is ending my life. I am choosing to end it a little sooner and in a lot less pain and suffering.
Last spring, Maynard was diagnosed with the most lethal form of brain cancer and given 6 months to live. She moved from her home in California to Oregon because of its Death with Dignity Act, which would allow her doctor to prescribe a lethal dose of drugs to end her life.
Brittany's very public decision to end her life has put the right to die issue back into the national spotlight. And it's stirred this emotional reaction on both sides, which really shows that this right to die movement remains controversial. Gail?
I'll say, Jan, thank you. Such a beautiful, brave young woman. I keep thinking about her family today, but they were all together.
Yeah. And as she said, finding a way to die with dignity, which is, I think, that many people understand.
Quite a decision to make.
Brittany Maynard made that decision months ago after being diagnosed with incurable brain cancer. And over the weekend, she went through with her promise, dying peacefully, surrounded by loved ones.
Overnight, a statement from an end-of-life choice organization associated with Maynard read in part, she chose to abbreviate the dying process by taking the aid in dying medication she had received months ago. She died as she intended, peacefully in her bedroom in the arms of her loved ones. There were heartfelt tweets about Maynard's passing. Your story, compassion, and fight will never leave me. She modeled the bravery of facing death with dignity. She, not cancer, had the last word.
In the end, Brittany Maynard said about her decision, the freedom is in the choice. Guys, back over to you.
All right, Tamron, thank you very much. I think a lot of people are going to be weighing in on this today and sharing their emotions, both positive and, in some cases, negative. It is a controversial decision.
Controversial, but what a remarkable young woman. And to share it with everyone obviously took a lot of courage.
Absolutely.